Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Themes with Michael Dean. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is straight up top of the hour wherever you're sitting. The Dow is up about 45 points. The gold is at about 1285, hovering around there. And, of course, happy days are here again because the stock market's looking so good, so everything must be fine. Anyway, we are going to be talking to John Rowland this hour, an excellent contact for us to have regarding the ConCon, and I'm so thrilled to have him join us. Tell us about John Rowland and why he's the guy to talk to us about this. Would you please, Gary Franchi?
Absolutely. Yeah, John, he grew up in Seguin, Texas. He received a B.S. in mathematics from the University of Chicago. Well, he's done some graduate work in computer science. He served for a term in the U.S. Air Force as an air traffic control officer. He's been a real estate investor, and until recently earning his living as a computer professional, he employed by a Fortune 500 firm as a senior developer. And John has done a great deal of work in the field of constitutional history, and he was also a nominee of the Texas Libertarian Party for Texas Attorney General in 2002 and 2006. Now, I met John, and I mentioned this earlier in the program, I met John at Jekyll Island, Georgia, in the very room where the Federal Reserve was birthed. We had lunch there with some luminaries from the Liberty Movement, Ed Griffin and Bob Schultz from the We the People Foundation. And I looked over and I saw John, his name card said constitution.org, and I was like, hey, John, how did you get such a great domain? And we got to talking, and now I got an email just the other day. John testified before the Texas Select Committee on State and Federal Power and Responsibility. And he testified in opposition to a bill, H.J.R. 77. Now, this just happened. H.J.R. 77 is going to bring about the ConCon. And for our listeners out there, the Constitutional Convention. We're gonna break that down, what it means for you, what it means for the Constitution, what it means for the United States. And of course, in that email, I was so captivated because John has an actual amendment, Joyce. He has an amendment to the Constitution that would resolve the conflicts that the Constitutional Convention would attempt to resolve without having the threat of the ConCon.
Wow.
Well, changing the Constitution overall.
Oh, John, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today. It's a real privilege, and thank you for the work you're doing for all of us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Now, John, let's start off with you were speaking before the Texas Select Committee on State and Federal Power. How did that testimony come about? How were you called in there as the authority on the topic?
Well, I wouldn't call it as authority. It's an open hearing for the public to comment. That's a regular function of the legislature during the period when they're in session, which is 140 days every 2 years. And this is our testimony season right now. So they've got almost every major bill before the legislature is scheduled for public testimony. And they just go up to the legislature, to the room where the committee is meeting. You log in on a tablet that's mounted outside, and then you indicate which bill you're going to testify on, whether you're for it, against it, or other. And then you wait for them to call your name.
Now, before you testified, were there other people there who were testifying for it or against it? Did you see any other people there?
Yes, there were quite a few people tested. Well, more than 60 people.
Now,
testify.
What was the general feeling? Were most people for it or against it?
Most of them were for it.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
There were a significant number against it.
All right, what were some of the reasons that they were for it? Can you throw out some of those for us?
Okay, we got a break coming at us right now. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Gary Franchi is joining me today, along with John Roland. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll give you the website, contact information. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Chain. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, the solutions are such a huge part of what we do here. It's not just bringing you problem after problem after problem, because as you heard on the previous interview, the Tylenol murders that occurred back 30 years ago, we're still dealing with that, wanting to know what the truth of that was. Well, what is the truth of the Con-Con? Gary Franchi is joining me today to talk to John Roland, and I just encourage you to go to his website, check it out, and go to the guest section and just click on that on thepowerhour.com. Be sure and sign up for the email blast so that you can take the email blast. It's free. It is available and has all the incredible information in it that we refer to on this program. So, Gary, go ahead and take it away with John Roland.
Thank you, Joyce. Yeah. So, John, before we went to break, I wanted to get into this topic. You said there were a lot of people who were actually there testifying in Texas in support of the Con-Con. Now, before I get ahead of myself, what is a Con-Con? Explain what it is.
Well, that's a popular summary phrase for constitutional conventions. Or their proponents are trying to call it now convention of the states. It's the same thing. The convention called under the provisions of Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution.
So did you just say that they're now trying to change the terminology, Convention of the States, away from CONCON? Maybe CONCON has a negative connotation?
Well, they got criticized because, at the original Constitutional Convention, which was called at the time when the Articles of Confederation were in effect, the Articles of Confederation provided that any amendments to the Articles required a unanimous vote of all 13 states. And the Constitutional Convention proposed the Constitution, which went into effect for the ratifying states when 9 of them ratified.
Mm-hmm.
Now, eventually, of course, all 13 did ratify, but the point is that, to use the word convention by itself brings up the historical example of a convention that did not just submit a proposal to the states, to three-quarters of the states for ratification, proposed a whole new constitution with its own method of ratification. For example, the example I like to cite, suppose, for example, that a convention were called and they wrote a whole new constitution containing clauses like, every adult citizen or even resident of the United States shall be guaranteed a minimum income of $60,000 a year, a free home, and a free car. Now let's say that they propose that this Constitution shall go into effect when ratified by a popular vote of all the citizens or residents of the country. What are the odds you think that would fail?
Well, sure. The American people would love it, and everyone's going to get free money and a turkey in every pot, right? So you have this CONCON or the Convention of the States. Of course, Texas has this new bill about to be voted on. What about other states? Before we get into your amendment, and before we get into some of the cons of the CONCON itself, what are some of the rumblings in the other states currently in preparation for perhaps this convention of the states?
Well, it's an active area of controversy now. The proponents are fairly well organized. They're also fairly well funded. There's some money behind them. The opponents are not as well organized, and they're late to being organized, so they're sort of playing catch up. But there are opposing movements in almost every state.
And now, John, you mentioned the money. They always say follow the money. Who is funding the proponents of this?
Well, we don't know, but there's a strong rumor that it's George Soros.
Oh, Mr. Soros, of course. Now, okay, so let's go back to the testimony itself. There you are. You're at the State House, and you're surrounded by all the proponents of it. John Rowland steps up to the microphone, and he begins to rail against this constitutional convention of the states. John, what, initially, before we get into what your opposition was, how did the people react to your opposition if this well-funded proponents were there?
Well, first of all, most of the proponents were actually people I knew already.
Okay.
They're mostly Tea Party type people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a familiar figure in that crowd, both for the opponents and the proponents. And, as soon as I walked in the room, everybody wanted to know which side I was testifying on, and I told them. So I got quite a bit of reaction before I even got stood up before the podium.
I want to talk about before you stepped up to the podium. What were people saying to you when you told them that you were going to speak against it? What were some of the quotes people said?
Well, mostly they were asking me why, because I'm fairly highly regarded, and if I take a position people have think they have an opposing position, there's a tendency for them to backtrack and maybe rethink their position. And they need a reason for doing that. And, you know, I'm not just another citizen around here. Maybe I'm for some people who don't know me yet, but old hands, I'm definitely well known.
All right, so John Rowland walks up to the microphone. He begins to testify. Tell us some of the points of your testimony.
Okay, well, I lead with an old point I'm fond of making, that those who call for reform by asking someone to do something for them are really asking them to do something to them if they don't provide for the exact language of the reform measure. In other words, you can't make a demand on members of Congress or a state legislature or anyone else, almost anywhere, to just say, do something. Because they're, in general, not going to know what to do. If you have any demand for any kind of change, you need to have it all worked out in black and white, in detail, all set out in front of them, ready to go. I always try to write these things so they're ready to drop into the hopper, complete with a style and everything of a bill, just like you would have one when you hand it over to the clerk. So all they would have to do is just sign it, date it, and drop it in. Now that's what I try to be for these things. And that is what really gets straight to traction. You know, I've been in many, many hearings where almost everybody was demanding they do something, or do more of this, or do less of that, or fix this, or whatever. And you know, almost all of that testimony was worthless. And then I came in, and I provided exact language. And that made all the difference. Then they had something they could hang on to.
Now, what was some of the language that was in opposition to the proponents of the Constitutional Convention? I mean, from my investigation of it, I understand that it basically opens up the Constitution to the complete rewrite. So they could take, if they want, they could pull the Second Amendment out, they could redefine militia, they could redefine the taxing authority, they could redefine almost every single element of the Constitution. Is that the reality we're facing here if a CONCON or a convention of the states is actually convened?
Yeah, and a lot of the proponents spent most of their time testifying, trying to defend against the criticisms. So they weren't, and of course some of them simply offered the hope that such a convention would bypass the Congress in order to limit the powers of Congress. The Congress would never do that without the convention.
Now, John,
that's the main motivation for calling the convention.
Go ahead and repeat that again. The main motivation for calling the convention is what?
That the amendments that need to be made would restrict the powers of Congress, and Congress, which plays a necessary role in proposing amendments, is not going to be in favor of that.
Okay, so you've now proposed your own amendment to the Constitution, which would then solve some of the problems that the CONCON would attempt to resolve. But curiously, you mentioned Soros is possibly a backer to this. What does that mean then? If Soros is backing it, and we have people who are coming to the front saying, "Well, we're going to open up the Constitution so we can limit government." You have your amendment. Soros is backing it. What if Soros money's there? What changes do you think he could introduce with that money?
Well, the same kind of thing he can do he's not the only one, can do at a major party convention, Republican or Democratic. A lot of the money goes into trying to manage who becomes delegates to those conventions because they want to control the outcome.
Well, John, we're up against a break, and we want to get to the understanding of this outcome. We'll get to that on the other side of this. The clarifying amendments.
We'll be back after this four-minute break. This is Joyce, Gary, and John Rowland. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back to the third hour of the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi, and our guest today is John Rowland, his website, constitution.org. And the topic today, listen up, pay very close attention, get out your pen and paper, take notes, because this topic could very well make or break your freedom. When we try to break these things down, it's hard to understand how government works. They make it so difficult for the people, and a lot of people just shut down. They say, you know what, I don't want to bother with it, and you know, it doesn't affect me. Well, this topic, the Constitutional Convention, or the Convention of the States, absolutely does. John's website is constitution.org, and he recently testified against I believe it's HJR 77 in Texas. Now, John, before we went to break, we were just about to get into your amendment itself, the draft amendment to the Constitution, which would resolve the issues that the proponents of the Convention of the States would bring up, without exposing the Constitution to change. And that again, my friends out there listening, that is the threat. When you open up the Constitution, when it's funded by individuals like George Soros, huge money backers behind it, people who want to change the Constitution, they can rewrite it to say whatever they want. So John has a solution, and that solution is a new amendment to the Constitution. John, let's talk about the clarifying amendments that you have drafted up here. Now, I've got a copy of it here. You want to clarify a simple term, right.
It's not one amendment. Every one of these paragraphs is a separate amendment. Now, they could be grouped together into a single amendment, but in general, they're presented as separate amendments, just like the Bill of Rights were. Remember when the Bill of Rights were proposed, there were 12 articles proposed, 10 of which were adopted, but they were adopted as separate items and voted on separately. And that's what I'm doing here.
So we have the clarifying amendments, and it starts off right here with the clarification of the word right. Why do we need to clarify that word?
Well, because it has become confused with what's sometimes called positive rights, the right to receive some benefit. Now, there are such rights under contracts, for example, but what was meant by right in the Constitution is what is more accurately described as immunities, in other words, rights against the action of the government. And later on in the 14th Amendment, we see the privileges and immunities introduced instead of the word right, and in an attempt to be more precise, so that in the meantime, people have thought about it and decided to modify the nomenclature. But what I'm doing here is I'm clarifying that it's only a right against the action of government. It's not a right to receive some benefit.
Now, bring us up current day. How has government now abused the term, the simple term right, that we need to clarify it?
Well, they've done it in a number of ways, mostly in the direction, especially since the New Deal, of all kinds of subsidies and other taxpayer-funded benefits that are supposed to help things, but as often as not, it makes things worse. They create a lot of jobs for government workers, but only a small part of that ever finds its way into the to help people, and they would probably help more if they simply didn't tax them and let them keep their own money.
Well, that's a simple solution, isn't it? John, you've got some other terms here. Regulate, commerce. Why do we need to simply clarify the definition of the term regulate? How is it being abused?
Well, it's being abused essentially to give it a broader meaning of regulate or prohibit. And the original meaning of regulate was more restrictive than that.
Well, John,
some of the right,
We got a 3-minute break. I'll take it here. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back. And I've got a question. What is the worst case scenario if a con is held? With our guest today, John Rowland, Gary Franchi, and myself, we'll be right back with the Power Hour 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching television, you've probably seen that Ted Cruz has just announced he's going to run for president. He just announced that our rights come from God, not from man or government. And he also said that the purpose of the Constitution is to bind the government in chains. Kind of like that. I kind of hope he means it, but I don't know. Anyway, let me just remind you that the Power Hour is supported by the Power Mall. When you purchase from there, you help us stay on the air, because that's the only way we do it. We don't take sponsors. And right now we've got on special chia seed. It is not just for Christmas time to put on little pets. It is not. And let me give you some ideas why chia seed is so important. The omega-3s, I mean, it's incredibly important in what it contains. And chia seeds are not just for you, but for your pets also. Dogs, cats, and other animals benefit from chia seed. There's white chia seed and black chia seed. The white is more rare, and that's why it costs a little bit more. But we have them both at the Power Hour. Now, what will it do? decreased inflammation and joint pain, lower cholesterol levels, increased energy levels, increases athletic performance, improves digestion, all kinds of things. But then get this. It has 15 times the amount of magnesium as broccoli, 9 times the amount of phosphorus, and 5 times the amount of calcium as whole cow's milk. 3 times the amount of protein as canned kidney beans. This is so important. I don't think people realize the value of chia seeds. 3 times the amount of iron as spinach. And you can get it at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. And there is a book on chia using the ancient superfood and how to use it, what to do with it in beverages, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, how to grow it, how to sprout it. There is a hash that you can make with chia seed, wholesome waffle and pancake mix and batter, muffins, chia seed muffins, chia seed sprouts, chia seed, just everything. Chia veggie burgers. I'm not kidding you. Amazing. Oh, that looks so good. So give us a call at 573-378-6049. If you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049. We have chia in the black and white seeds. We're talking to our guest today, John Rowland, constitution.org. That's not a hard one to remember. And I encourage you to get in to the understanding of why this constitutional convention is so important that it not happen. And I know it's hard to make this really interesting, given the fact that a lot of people don't appreciate the fact or don't appreciate why they want to create a constitutional convention or the motive behind that. So, John, I would have to ask you, what is the motive behind wanting to do a constitutional convention? And why, and what would be the worst case scenario should they have a constitutional convention?
Well, most of the proponents have several amendments in mind that they hope the convention would propose. One of the biggest ones being a balanced budget amendment, but there are several others.
Okay, what's wrong with a balanced budget amendment?
Well, you can't balance the budget by just amending the Constitution. Budgets don't work that way.
Right.
Taxing, spending, borrowing, budgeting, the whole bit is a very complicated process that you really need to understand how to safely intervene in it. Now, I don't claim that I understand it perfectly. I don't think anybody does, but from conversations with professionals in the field, I'm kind of developing the gnawing sense that maybe I misunderstand it less than almost anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I've done is I have proposed amendments which would make it much more difficult to unbalance the budget. But they're also addressed taxing, borrowing, spending, fiat currency, the whole bit. But if they approach it in different ways, pulling out a nail from here, pulling out a nail from there, from the structure, until the whole thing comes tumbling down. For example, with the budget, right, it prescribes a rule by which every budget begins with zero. It's incremented in certain amounts, and then as the amounts approach a balance, the number of votes required to add additional items to the budget increases. So by the time they get past balance, you have to have, you know, like 80, 90% of the members of both houses of Congress to add a little bit more money to the budget. So that's the way you approach that. You can't just say it shall be balanced, because then what do you do if they don't? Take it to court?
Right.
The Supreme Court is just going to throw it back. We don't have any jurisdiction over what Congress does. You know, if you really want us to give you a declaratory judgment, then we're going to have to write our own budget. Then it just makes the Supreme Court the third branch of the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're not equipped to do that. So it's, you know, it's... like many of these proposals, they aspire to something that they don't understand how to do.
And all right, but why all this insistence on having a constitutional convention? What is it that they want to gain from this? I mean, they had their several amendments, but what is it they want? I mean, why all this time and attention toward wanting to do a constitutional convention? And then on the other hand, why all this attention from you on saying no to it?
Well, there are, of course, many, many proponents, and no two of them probably with exactly the same agenda. They're pouring their hopes into the constitutional convention largely because they perceive that many of the things that they want would rein in the power of Congress, and Congress doesn't want its power reined in. And as the main method of amending the Constitution provides, it requires Congress to propose amendments. That's the way it's always been done. And they don't trust Congress to propose amendments that are going to restrict their own powers, which is, you know, a reasonable expectation.
Okay, now, as Gary said a little while ago, this could bring down the worst thing that we could possibly fear, that is losing the loss of our freedom. That could create that to happen. How would that happen under a constitutional convention?
Well, a lot of the proponents say, well, you know, we can control what the convention does. The answer is no, we can't. Once it's convened, it's a law unto itself. And there's nothing to prevent a convention from writing a whole new constitution that might contain provisions like every adult citizen, or maybe even every adult resident of the United States, shall be guaranteed $60,000 a year and a free house and a free car and so forth. Then further provide that this constitution shall go into effect when it is ratified by a majority of the vote in a national referendum. Now, what are the odds are that this would not pass?
Right, right.
So basically, by sticking in some sort of a cupcake clause into this new constitution, they could say, okay, we're going to give everybody this, a house and a car and money. And we're going to put it up to a national vote. Meanwhile, they've snuck in other changes. What could some of those changes be that would destroy the freedom?
Okay, let me say this. Let's open up the phone lines. I'd like to hear from some of our listeners, maybe who've been following the ConCon and that might have questions. So while you're getting ready to answer that question that Gary just asked, the phone number 855-995-6923. Ladies and gentlemen, 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for our guest, John Rowland. Go ahead, please, John.
Okay. So, originally, most of those who are now favoring, many of those who are now favoring a constitutional convention were opposed to it, especially the guys with money. But evidently, some of them have run the numbers through, and they think that they can hijack it. And not only that, but if it proposes amendments to the state legislatures for ratification, that they think they can hijack enough of the state legislatures. So they wouldn't be putting a lot of money into it if they didn't have a reasonably good expectation of being able to hijack it.
Right.
Now, what are some of the modes of hijacking? I mean, define that for us. Because, I mean, look, I'm most concerned about, you know, the taxation power of the federal government. I'm most concerned about the freedom of the press. I'm most concerned about the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms and the security of the free state being provided by the militia. How are these things? Are they a threat to change in this ConCon?
Yes, because, of course, everything depends on who the delegates are. Now, under the Constitution, the Congress can propose or specify how the delegates are to be chosen. Now, normally that would be just a specification of how many each state will send, that each state should get one vote, and then leave it to the states to decide how to select the specific delegates. But once you get to that level, you say, well, it could be nominated by the governor, could be nominated, you know, elected by the state legislature, could be submitted to a popular referendum. Lots of ways that could happen.
So the delegate selection process, in my interpretation of what you're saying, poses probably the greatest risk because there's no clear definition of how those people are selected. And if those people are handpicked because they contributed to a campaign or if they represent a specific lobbying firm for a private special interest, or they're just, you know, one more corrupt politician in the back pocket of some corporation, it seems like that element in itself is one of the greatest threats of the CONCON.
Yeah. Well, of course, I've also made the argument, I made it at the beginning of my testimony, that there are probably only about 200 guys on Earth who have the knowledge and skills to draft amendments to the Constitution that are at all competent.
Wow.
You could put them all in a room, put a bomb in the room, you'd wipe out almost all everybody who has the ability to do that.
That is interesting.
Not one of them would be a delegate to this convention.
That's interesting. Hey, let me go to a couple of callers here. We've Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air with John Roland. Question or comment regarding the CONCON?
Yes. Wouldn't it just all fall under the UN compact or charter? I mean, isn't it all just like a mirror is what they want to do or plan to do, wouldn't it come under that? And just one quick thing, I'm going to order my turmeric today, and I'm also going to order the 333. That's the third month, the third day, the third hour, which was Debbie DeVara. And I'm going to save on shipping because I'm ordering them together.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you for shopping from the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. We need you there. Bob in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with John Roland.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to cut to the chase. This is all really interesting, and I fully agree with your guest. I'm very concerned about this, but we're really talking about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. This has been tried before, and I'll tell you that a lot of the Patriots in around the late 90s caught this whole thing red-handed. If we lose this Constitution the way it's written, as it's written, we are in such trouble I cannot even imagine. It was caught in the fact that the Council of State Governments, which is a branch of the Council on Foreign Relations, just happened to have all synergistically, all at once, a bill to start a constitutional convention. This is the final coup d'etat to get rid of whatever's left of our liberties and the mechanisms that we've been given by the Founding Fathers to combat tyranny. I think at this point it is such a dangerous time to even consider such a thing is just unacceptable to me. I cannot state this enough.
I agree with you. You put it very, very well. Thank you so much, Bob in Michigan. I appreciate that. Marianne has a comment here. 34 states have to agree for any amendments, and 38 states must ratify those amendments. Do you want to address that, John?
Well, it takes 34 to call a convention. It takes 38 to ratify a proposed amendment proposed by either Congress or the convention.
How many do you think they have now? How many states do you think they have now that might agree for the convention to take place?
They're actually quite close. We have exceeded the number from time to time, but not within a short time span or calling for a convention to do the same kinds of things. So, therefore, it's gotten ignored.
Okay, so what can we do to stop this? Because that's the issue right now, I see it, is what do we do to stop this? And what can we do to participate in fighting for the CONCON?
Well, first of all, you need to find out if there's a bill before your state legislature. And if it is, I figure out which one it is, you can get up there and testify like I did. And it's basically what I did when I put out this testimony. just provide a model for how everybody can do it. Now, different states have different schedules for their legislatures. Ours only meets 140 days every 2 years. Many other states have their legislatures in continuous session. So you'll have to adapt to each state.
John, your proposed amendment or amendments to the Constitution, how can people find that? If they want, can people introduce that individually in their own states to counter? How does your proposal work?
Well, what my proposal, because it avoids the congressional bottleneck problem, it calls for at least 34 states to call on Congress, not for a convention, although that would be an implied threat, but to call on Congress to send back to the states for ratification identical proposed amendments. Of course, every one of those states would have the exact same language that they would propose, send up to Congress and say, adopt this and send it back to the states for ratification.
Okay, we've got a three-minute break. Final segment is coming up with John Roland. We'll be back after this break. Rhonda in Missouri, you're up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley and Gary Franchi. Stay tuned. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Well, Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. John Rowland is our guest today, and I'm joined by Gary Franchi. I just went in to the internet, put in Missouri and Constitutional Convention, and I found out that they had tried it here in 1962, 1982, and 2002. And the vote in the state of Missouri was 65% said no, and 34% said yes. So it was voted down in the state of Missouri. So you might want to check your constitutional convention. This has been a most enlightening program, and I do hope that you are going to take something from this and perhaps be testifying in your own state. Let me go to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, you're on the air with John Rowland and Gary Franchi. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I don't think that it's broken. I don't think that – I think the government works exactly the way it was intended to work. If we have a problem, we need to look in the mirror at ourselves. And, you know, is this or is this not a common law country?
Okay. And what does that have to do with, the Constitutional Convention?
Well, like I said, why have a convention? I didn't write the last Constitution. I'm not bound by that. I'm going to have no part in writing this Constitution. They're not going to be my words, so I'm not going to be bound by that either.
Okay, let me go to John Rowland. John, your response to what Rhonda has to say.
Well, that's the old I'm withdrawing from society and its laws approach that imagines that they can do that. But as Pericles once put it, if you don't find politics, politics will find you. And the same could be said about law. If you think you can hunker down and just keep a low profile, and that the law and government won't find you and stomp on you, you're living in a fool's world.
All right, let me move on. We got callers here like crazy. Johnny B. in Missouri, you're on with John Rowland. Go ahead, please, Johnny B.
Hey, Joyce, this seems to be right on tap. Kansas is going through this right now. They're trying to.
I just saw that 2 days ago. Yep. They're opening it up now for convention in Kansas. Wow.
Yeah, and once again, it's an attempt because we've got the groundswell going. There's enough people out here talking about the Constitution and how our legislators have violated it from day one. I mean, in the 1790, they started doing their inroads.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to research why Daniel Webster started writing the dictionary, because the lawyers were in there changing all the terms to benefit their practices. So we're right back at square one.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. Good point. Convention of States, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is backing 26 states this year. Bills backing 26 states, including Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Iowa, Nebraska, and Georgia, Florida, and Alaska have already passed bills calling for the convention. That is Georgia, Florida, and Alaska. So even endorsement by the 23 other states considering the same action would fall short of the number needed to prompt a convention. So there you go. Let's go to Marianne in New Mexico. Marianne, you're on with John Rowland. Go ahead, please. Oops, probably final caller. All right, we got more callers, but we don't have time to go to them. John, what can we do? Get in line, testify at our own state. What else can we do?
Well, you can contact your own state legislatures or legislators. That's a good place to start as well.
Okay. All right, well, there's enough for people to do right there. There is enough for people to do. Go to constitution.org. John Rowland, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for all the work you're doing for all of us. We really salute you here at the Power Hour. And Gary Franchi, thank you for joining me. We'll be back here hopefully Wednesday together on the Power Hour. Tomorrow we'll be Dr. Ted Rowan Brower, and you're going to want to definitely hear what he has to say. Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back.
You have a blessed day, everybody out there. Remember, it's all about the truth. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.